Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Night Shadows. I'm Stuart Best. Where the paranormal is normal. Where that which you thought you knew, you didn't. And where the future can be known if you know exactly where to look.
Well, good evening, everyone. Thanks for tuning in. We have Larry down there on his phone. Hi, Larry. How are you doing?
Hey, Stuart. Just hunkered down. Kind of bad, nasty weather.
Yeah, it's, 29 below zero in Montana, October.
Wow.
I mean,
huge
records are being set everywhere. We've warned people for a number of years it was going to get extremely erratic, big-time freezes, big-time heat, just all over the place, and now that's happening. One of the reasons we wanted to do the show tonight is because of a series of flares off the sun. If you went to space weather, you didn't get much out of it. You had to be a subscriber to their alerts. I'll read what they had on space weather, and then Larry can fill us in on the rest of it. Big sunspot alert. There's a new sunspot on the sun, and it's a big one. AR2778 contains a dozen dark cores sprawling nearly 100,000 kilometers across the solar surface. Earlier today, it began to strobe Earth with minor C-class solar flares, activity which could intensify if the sun's rapid growth continues apace. And that was about all they ever put out. What's the latest, Larry?
Well, the interesting thing is the latest did appear, and by the way, that sunspot came out of nowhere. It literally appeared just simply out of nowhere and grew quickly. And then my phone began to light up with solar flare alerts, and I counted them as they began coming in all day long, and according to space weather, almost every 2 hours a new flare fired off the sun. Now, by the way, if you look at that image, it's looking directly at Earth, and
yes,
the Earth orbiting satellites are what picked up a lot of this, so it's legitimate. And a lot of these flares were in the C and the B range, and I counted at least 8 flares that have come off the sun, Earth-directed, and they're following each other. In other words, a series of them, about every 2 hours, another one. And so it seems to have quietened down for the moment, but we've got to watch that area. But usually, they said that what I read in the background was that we had blackouts, radio blackouts across the world, and also it ionized the atmosphere. So we're going to begin to have magnetic storms. Now, the CME, or rather the solar flares themselves, take about 48 hours to reach Earth. So that would put it a couple of days from now, basically. So we're going to have to kind of watch this because they're soft touching it a little bit and not saying much about it. And, you know, we're going to have to watch communications and satellites, maybe even power grid problems. So we're coming up on that, it appears.
Well, it's also very interesting, too, folks, that if you're susceptible to electromagnetic changes and these cosmic flares, you may feel a bit groggy, et cetera, et cetera, because these things are bound to strike, like Larry said, right around November 1st or so, October 29th, 30th, 31st, somewhere in there. Excuse me. We also have a full moon, don't forget, on Halloween, and that occultic holiday that no Christian should ever celebrate, but they do. And what I wanted to bring to mind is, Larry, I don't think I've ever heard of a series of CMEs like that before. Usually you get one, maybe two. But,
well,
eight?
Yeah, that's extremely unusual. I have heard of two or possibly three over the last 10 or more years that I've been watching this and following it, and to have two or three off at the same time is interesting, but this is, I don't remember eight before, and by the way, oddly enough, and strangely enough, Ed Dames, of all people, the man about the kill shot, is addressing the world tonight on Coast to Coast AM to give a warning. So what's the odds that that would all happen at the same time?
Well, the odds aren't one. And for folks, if you don't know who Ed Dames is, he's a remote viewer for the military. And his remote viewing team, when they remote viewed, saw that the sun gave off a series of strong CMEs, one right after another, almost like this is a prelude, one right after another, only these are small ones. These that Dames was talking about are very, very large CMEs, and they are so powerful that they pound the magnetosphere all the way down to the surface of the Earth, and of course that would kill hundreds of thousands, if not millions, of people. And it is a series of rapid CMEs that he forecast. And so we just wanted to give you a heads up. It looks like the Lord is giving us a warning of what's coming in the near future. And then we have Zeta, I think it's a tropical storm right now, but they expect it to get to at least Category 1, if not higher. And, of course, it's moving across the Gulf fairly rapidly. I guess they think it'll drop a lot of water, like these folks need more water down there in the Louisiana, Alabama area, because it looks like it's going to go right through there. And the last time I heard, they thought maybe the winds would be at least 100 miles an hour. So it's going to do some damage. What else have you got, Larry?
Well, I just thought I'd also mention that a lot of times when you have a flare-up of the sun like this and all of that incoming charged particles and radiation and, you know, sometimes the cloud, that excites the weather systems and causes changes in the weather.
And the impact event, I think they're saying that it'll make landfall tomorrow night maybe sometime, but who knows what's really going to happen. And it's the 27th named storm. That's kind of an interesting number. And here's a headline, too, I wanted to bring up. Canadian currency heads up. Well, before we get into that, Larry, your friend said he thought there would be some major earthquakes. And, of course, this excites volcanoes and it excites earthquakes. Has he had any more news on that?
Well, I'm glad you brought that up because I got an urgent email from him this morning, and he said that frequencies were off the scale and said that expect some major earthquake activity in the next 3 days.
Wow, now this is interesting in view of what we just were talking about. Anyway, folks, heads up. That ne'er-do-well erstwhile Noise claimed that there were going to be earthquakes in places never known for earthquakes. There were going to be volcanoes that would come alive. Extinct volcanoes would suddenly come alive. Your super volcanoes would suddenly start to heat up. We're watching all of that actually happening right now. And then there would be eruptions of volcanoes in places not even known for volcanoes. So, and all of this probably has direct relationship to the sun, the cosmic waves that are coming in because we're at solar minimum, et cetera, et cetera. So it's just a heads up. And this I wanted to bring up. Canadian currency heads up because what happens in Canada is soon going to happen here. After first of the year, Canadian paper money will no longer carry the words valid for all debts, public and private. Now, our money does say the same thing, but anyway, it says Canadian paper money, like USA money, says valid for all debts, public and private, but as of January 21st, those words will be removed from new paper money. Now, we have also heard they're not printing any more coins or minting any more coins, and also that they are beginning to retire paper money here in America, starting with ones and fives. And, of course, you've all been told about the coin shortage and the reason for that. What else do you want to bring up, Larry?
Well, I was going to bring up a really interesting article. It's only coming out of Israel, apparently, and Koenig's International News has a headline on it, and I think Times of Israel. But this is very interesting. It says Israel's Mossad, headed by Yossi Cohen, has obtained Chinese vaccine for the COVID-19 and brought back to Israel to study the disease coronavirus. And, Stuart, you know as well as I do that the Chinese don't give away anything. Matter of fact, they were holding what coronavirus really was really in darkness, wouldn't let anybody in the whole world look at it. So if we add two and two together, we might come up with four, and I believe probably the Mossad stole it out of China.
Yeah. Yep. Well, they're very good at that sort of thing. They know how to go in. They're probably better than the Delta forces that we have as far as sneaking into countries and doing some damage. That's interesting. Here's some headlines about COVID. New England Journal of Medicine promotes world communist mandatory vaccinations, tells the states how to force it on the people. I just hope the people rise up finally and say, no, thank you. But they're going to try it, I think. The world communist takeover is underway, and that's using COVID-19 to do it. World Economic Forum seeks to enslave Americans by replacing free market capitalism with the Great Reset to roll out their global communism. And then it appears like the riots and whatnot are already beginning. The Pennsylvania National Guard has been mobilized to Philadelphia as a second night of protests. And, of course, this is going to happen when we're voting. Videos, rioters in Philly injure 30 police. And they ran over one of the policemen with an armed truck, I guess. And what do you think, Larry? I just think this is just preliminaries of what we're coming into.
Yeah, I think this has just started. As a matter of fact, it may have started just a little bit early. From what I'm hearing, they're concerned about a Biden win, so they're going to take to the streets. They don't really have much choice.
Yeah, I know. It's incredible that, you know, and then you got Twitter and Facebook, and they can do almost anything they want. We may go dark, folks. But here's something from Hillary Clinton, and I'm bringing it out because we don't know what's going to happen here. She says, "I was born to be president." And Hillary is now suddenly becoming much more vocal as we get into this thing. So just keep your eyes on her. I don't think we're done with her yet. Facebook prepares emergency measures to regulate content during U.S. elections. Twitter goes full Orwell, censors all topics likely to be subject to election misinformation, which, of course, what they're really subject to the truth. They don't want the truth out there. They got to have their lies, because that's the only way they can survive is through lying to everyone. Remember, they're satanic controlled. Any last word, Larry?
Well, I would just tell people to really keep watch, because you know, not only is the sun possibly going to cause some communication problems, but, you know, there are rumors that there may be communications outages as we go into this election.
Yeah, I saw that Hill had an internal release, but he didn't say what it was about. He usually gives some sort of a clue as to what it's about. So,
well,
anyway,
I can tell you what it's about.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can tell you what it's about. Apparently, information circling within the FBI seems to indicate that Trump is just about to remove Chris Wray.
Well, that would be good. He should have done it a long time ago, along with the rest of those the deep state guys that aren't helping him at all. Anyway, good night, folks. Take care. Heads up. Prepare if you haven't. Good night.